Is there a difference between Paramatma in the heart and the Paramatma pervading all the atoms as mentioned in the Brahma Samhita? At 13th chapter, it says, Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, Vibhaktam yo cha sthitam, bhuta bharatru cha tadgeyam, Prasishnu prabha vishnu cha. In 13.17, Krishna says that, Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, you are situated as non-differentiated. Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam, although it appears as if you are differentiated. That means the super soul in my heart and the super soul in your heart, they seem to be different. But they are not different, they're the same one super soul. So the example sometimes is given just like if there's a moon in the sky and there are some pots with water on the ground. That same one moon will appear reflected in all the different pots. So it may seem like each reflection is different, but actually each reflection is coming from the same moon. It is the same moon reflected over there in all the different pots. So like that, there's one super soul who is manifested throughout existence. Now that means in all body. Now this is primarily, as example, is primarily for talking about different bodies. The super soul is the same, but if we look at the series of expansions that are described in the Bhagavatam first canto, where there's from Mahavishnu comes Garbhodaksha Vishnu and from him comes Shirodaksha Vishnu. So it is that Shirodaksha Vishnu who actually pervades the elements of the universe. That means, so that means the Paramatma is also Shirodaksha Vishnu. Paramatma is present in our heart, Shirodaksha Vishnu. And Paramatma Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, as the Brahma says. So that supreme being who is present in the atoms, he's also the same person. So that means the Paramatma in our hearts and the Paramatma within the atoms, that is the same person actually. So now, in terms of functionality, there may be difference. Just like there may be same court, same judge may sometimes go. Yeah, for unconscious things, there is no supervision or sanction to be done. But in terms of essential identity, there is one level of manifestation of the absolute that pervades all of existence, whether it be in sentient or in insentient beings. And that is the Shirodaksha Vishnu. So it's the same one.